Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, when Twitter's CEO said employees can stay home forever, we all sat up. It showcased that remote working could be a permanent part of the future of work. And if this happens, how can collaboration and teamwork play a role in enabling organizations as they prepare themselves for a COVID-19 normal? We're speaking with Jibu Matthew today, Zoho Corporation VP and GM for APAC, for ideas on how businesses can leverage remote working using secured collaboration technology. Welcome to the show, Jibu. How are you?
Good morning, Michelle. I'm doing very good. Thank you very much.
Great to talk to you. I wonder if you can share a little bit more. Tell us the stories of, in March, your whole company shifted entirely to a remote workforce. Is that right?
Yes, you're absolutely right. So we are close to 8,000 people in over 10 offices. Well, we were able to switch to working from home in 3 days. And we did this quite early in March itself for our global employees.
Wow. Well, what are some challenges from that came out of that?
Well, I would say the challenges, I would look at it as two things, right? So we had good lot of learnings as a lesson, and we had some challenges. Well, the initial challenge was, well, we were not sure whether it would work when we make it 100% work from home for all employees.
Mm.
Well, if you look at it from challenges perspective, the initial thing is about how do you manage the interaction between employees?
Right.
How do you manage interaction with customers? Right. And, well, if you look at it over the years, we've actually had the tools and software needed to support this. Because one of the interesting things that we've been doing over the last 15 years is supporting the objective of improving the productivity of our employees. So that means interaction between our employees was one important thing. And one of the interesting things we did was we started building out communication tools, messaging tools, even online meeting tools and video conferencing tools over the years. And, of course, all from a secure angle because we are a cloud technology vendor. So we have all these tools already in place to support the employee productivity perspective. And then the other lesson is, can you actually get interaction with customers happening worldwide? Well, as I mentioned, we have 10 physical offices, but we do have customers in over 180 countries.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we need to figure out how to interact with our customers in those countries where we don't have a physical presence. So we've actually built business processes. We have actually digitalized our various business processes. And in the journey to solve one problem after the other, we built a suite of 50-plus products that actually solve these problems for us.
And all these 50 reside in the cloud, all these 50 tools?
Yes, all these 50 products actually are purely cloud products. And the interesting thing is, well, cloud products have its own strength in terms of data security and other aspects, but we took an approach of having an integrated software approach. And we found the beauty about that even more when all our employees were actually working from home. Because, when you have an integrated solution, be it comments made by the sales teams or the support teams, they all have information contextually available to them. That's a very big lesson that we learned.
That is really interesting because this is analytics that the company can then use, I imagine. Because right now you hear a lot of companies using Zoom and sort of disparate technologies to interact, as you say, with their stakeholders or with each other or with their customers. So what concrete ideas can you offer companies listening in that are looking to make that transition to working from home in a big way in the long term?
Well, make digital collaboration and tools a part of your business process, even during normal times. Well, you need to make sure that the tools that you use in normal times are also used during your work from home needs as in we are in today. This is important because the transition becomes obviously easier. And keep in mind that these tools were not magically came in today or invented today. All of these were there for so many years. I mean, we have been having our meeting software for 10 plus years. Well, we just did not discover them as customers, I would say. So one thing is, keep digital collaboration tools an important part of your business process. Now, next thing I would suggest would be is to focus on employee productivity. Keep in mind that the main value of cloud software is about mobility of data, and the value that this mobility of data empowers you as an individual, and the value it creates for business productivity. Now, another interesting thought I would like to share is how a corporate environment of user enablement and nurturing ideas. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of ideas out there, but how do you make it work for your own business? Well, your business is unique. Your business is a product of you being in some place and time in history. Well, how do you make that all work for you along with the tools and technologies available out there? So create a nurture and environment where you empower employees to share information. Well, that means you need to have an equivalent digital realm where employees can share information, even when they are in the office physically or if they are on the move.
So this is like sort of the digital equivalent of the water cooler where people would gather around and chat and share ideas. What does that look like for Zoho anyway?
Well, interesting. That's a good question. So let me give you an example. So that's the water cooler moment, right? So we get ideas when we are not really thinking about new ideas. Hmm. That's the water cooler moment like you talked about. Well, let's say, for example, if I am on a train and I have a contract that has to be signed, I can actually still sign that contract when I'm on the train. And the beauty about it is, well, one of our employees could be waiting on a contract to be signed. And if it is sent in a few minutes of when they have to, when their contact is ready, well, that's a small bit of employee productivity benefit somebody gets. Or let's say you're creating a collateral and you would like to get feedback from your colleagues. Mm-hmm. Well, how do you get it? So do you send it as an attachment in an email? Do you take printouts and share? Well, in Zoho, we would create a document and I could share the same physical document with 10 employees. They all feed in their comments right there contextually. And we can collaborate over the document and make quick decisions. Well, that's something which is, again, another big benefit of having the right tools in place.
And this happens over the email platform?
Well, we have 50 plus tools, as I mentioned. So it's not just email. So we have an office suite wherein you could actually collaborate in real time. Well, edits from 5 to 10, n number of collaborators could be seen by each other in real time. So right. We have our own office suite itself that can actually do this kind of stuff.
Real-time collaboration. Yeah, that sounds like it's key. That's going to be key to remote working. So, Jibu, before we let you go, Zoho's entire 8,000 workforce transited to remote. What does the future look like? Are you planning to keep it that way?
Well, for surely for employee safety reasons, in the near term, we are going to keep it that way. So we are going to make it that as an option available for employees. Long term, we definitely know that remote working works. So we will be having options for remote working. But of course, we have to also keep in mind that there is a psychological impact for employees. So we wouldn't force a remote working culture, but we will keep it open so that there is still that physical contact, that psychological kick that you get when you win that deal. You know, those kind of things are still very important as far as remote work is concerned. So, well, we will take a mixed approach.
That's great. Well, great meeting you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
Jibu Matthew there, Zoho Corporation VP and GM for Asia-Pac.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Evolving education for a changing world. Expand your career opportunities and earn an MBA from University of Cincinnati Online Lindner College of Business. Designed for busy professionals, UC Online MBA is flexible, personalized, and supports students from application all the way through graduation. Get the world-class degree you deserve without sacrificing work or family commitments. Apply now at online.uc.edu/MBA.